Federal IT spending is on the upswing. A new report from Input finds demand will increase to more than $111 billion. It's billion with a B by 2015. And the report says there's a compound annual growth rate of 5.4%. What does that mean? To break down the numbers, Denise Peterson joins us. She's the manager of Federal Industry Analysis at Input. Denise, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
The 5% growth figure, what does that actually indicate? This isn't overall growth. This is a compound annual growth rate. Explain that.
Right. So we're looking across 5 years. So it's not a year-over-year kind of growth. It's looking at the potential growth by 2015, and we're actually working on a new report that will take us out to 2016. So when we look at all of federal IT, which goes beyond some of the numbers that people typically see from the Office of Management and Budget, we do see the potential for continued growth even within this kind of strict fiscal environment.
Yeah, because I thought that with cloud computing and data center consolidation and all these 25 points on this, that, the other, this was all supposed to be reined in a little bit.
Yes, but what's happening, at least kind of the environment that we're seeing now in the potential environment, is that there's kind of a given that technology actually can help save money. So it seems like it's almost like a triage situation where dollars are being moved to these key technology areas that can actually save money in the long run. So data center consolidation, which would include cloud computing and virtualization, obviously continued investment in cybersecurity, and other key technologies that can help streamline processes, workflow automation, things to make the federal government more efficient. But they have to spend money in order to save that money in the long run. So, that's why we're seeing a little bit of insulation around IT spending in this environment.
We're talking with Denise Peterson. She is the manager of Federal Industry Analysis at Input, and we're learning more about their latest report that shows the rate of growth for federal IT spending. And I'm wondering about what is driving and shaping the market, and is it what you were just explaining about the consolidation in the cloud, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think there's a lot of things going on at the same time. Certainly data center consolidation and cloud computing and virtualization and things like that are certainly adding fuel to the fire. But a lot of it is also just different types of software to help improve how federal employees do their jobs. The workforce has been pretty flat over the past decade or so, and in order to kind of meet the growth and need to deliver citizen services and meet mission needs, technology has really stepped into that space. And so I think continuing to look at how technology can improve that, and we hear it all the time, but help them do more with less. Technology plays a central role in that.
But at the same time, they're also trying to do more with less technology. In other words, not just invest in technology to bring the whole government cost down, but invest in technology to bring the technology cost down. But it sounds
right.
Like you can't do both from what you're saying.
Well, it's all about what technologies that they invest in. So what's happened historically is we've seen IT spending increase dramatically. I mean, in the early 2000s, we were looking at a 10 to 12% compound annual growth rate. And I think what's happening is now there's just more focus on ROI. What are we spending it on? And a lot of it has been, nearly a third has been spent on just maintaining infrastructure, versus really investing in those technologies that will help control costs moving forward. So there's growth there to get to that next level where they can have more control over controlling costs.
Now let me ask you this question for contractors. The growth that you see, this $111 billion down the line by 2015, how much of that is available to contractors as contracts, and how much of it is overhead for employees and that kind of thing?
Well, I would say the addressable market is in the $95 billion range when we look across all of federal IT. So we do look at what they spend on personnel and benefits, and we pull that out as well as spending that goes directly to state and local governments.
So that's most of it then, is contracted dollars.
It's addressable. So that's money that could be contracted. Doesn't necessarily mean that all of that will be contracted, but it's money that's available to be contracted. Those, you know, that depends on the agency's in-house personnel and what their acquisition strategy is. But it's potential contracted dollars.
That's a subtle difference, but it's actually a significant difference. Just because the money's out there doesn't mean that's what they're going to spend it on.
Absolutely, and you just you can. That's something that changes, and it's different agency by agency. You know, and it depends on the mission. It depends on what kind of IT expertise they have in house, what their current IT environment is, and if they're moving to something that's drastically different, they may need contractor support for that. So it really comes down to, yes, the money's available, but it's up to the contractors to gather the intel and the customer knowledge to be able to identify where what chunk of that is available to them as an entity.
Is there any advice for how to do that, or not necessarily how to gather the intel, but what intel specifically would help the contractor get their hands on some of that cash?
Well, I mean, part of what Input does is just that, doing, you know, research on the buckets of money they have to spend, what their priorities are technology-wise, looking at what their IT workforce looks like, and if there's a need there for support, looking at their mission, understanding their specific IT environment. Have they already gone through modernization efforts, or are they just starting that? It's a very complicated environment, so it takes a lot of work to really understand kind of the pain points of a particular, even down to an office level, understanding what those needs are, and also showing you can understand the macro environment in which these agency decision makers are making decisions.
And of the $90 billion that is addressable, just to give us a thumb, you know, rough estimate of how much is hardware and stuff and how much is services.
Well, off the top of my head, I think it's probably more heavily weighted on the services side. And I can't throw a number in front of you right now, but...
But it's shifted over the years.
Shifted. We're moving towards a solutions environment. We have been for a number of years. And so, you know, the dollars have shifted to services, which is why services contracting has gotten so much attention in the past few months. But narrowly to IT services, it's slightly a different picture. So there's still need there for IT services, although they're looking just broadly at all services.
Denise, okay.
So that's another reason why we're saying, you know, everything's on the table, but IT has a little bit more insulation just because of the nature of what the government needs.
Okay, we are speaking with Denise Peterson, Manager of Federal Industry Analysis at Input. Thanks very much for that update.
Thank you.